Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation, God only knows why. Welcome to it.
Our reach has been growing far and wide after this whole presidential thing. Our guest today is His Highness, His Highness. Majesty,
you've just been promoted.
The grand, high, exalted, mystic ruler of all that is 2A in New Jersey, Scott Buck.
Take a bow, Your Highness.
How are you?
Apparently, I've been anointed. I don't know.
Yeah, how are you, Your Eminence?
Do we have to genuflect now?
Our sublime emperor. Great. So, this morning, Donald Trump walked across the Hudson River, and the New York Times reported that he can't swim. Nobody laughed. Oh, you heard
We heard it before, right. Just before the break.
So, the Big O is moving down the street on Pennsylvania Ave to an 8,000 square foot, 9-bedroom mansion. Ooh. And as we speak, they're constructing a wall around it.
Wow.
What a wall.
Okay. Just like Paul Ryan has a wall around his house from that flyover state that he's from, Speaker Ryan. What's his name? Where's he from? Minnesota, Mississippi, Nantucket? Where is that place?
Oh, God help us all.
Minnesota, right? Anyway,
upon advice of counsel, Anthony has no more to say on this.
I have to be quiet. All right, so we got Scott on because we're going to talk about some national stuff.
At this time, I cannot recall.
Okay, I got a message from
Gun
for Hire alumni Walter Haas wants to punch Sandy and I in the face. Because we've said in the past that we didn't support Trump. And I just want to tell you all that my support is 1,000% behind our president-elect. And in a week from now, after the inauguration, we'll be reporting that he is the man. Hollywood just made a new video. Did you see it? They're all taking turns singing I Will Survive by Gloria Gaynor. All right? It is the saddest shit that I've ever seen in my entire life. Enough already. These political elites, these elected elites, they get together, they have dress-up parties, they give each other awards and medals,
and then they
make fun of us, the working class. And
who
the problem is, the working class don't get it.
Right.
They don't get it. Obama just gave Biden a medal, a participation medal. Okay? He did two things in 8 years, Biden. He kept his mouth almost shut for 8 years, and he showed up for the award ceremony. So based on those two achievements,
he got a medal. That's
he got
very good.
A presidential medal, freedom of honor. That's all they do. They just walk around and give each other medals and pats each other on the back while Rome is burning.
Well, that's...
Let's face it. Rome is burning. One thing I want to talk about, how Trump has been very, very effective, and we should all take note to this. The alternate left media, or as I like to call them, the legacy media, is constantly reporting that a president shouldn't be bullying independent businesses to stay in this country. But here's what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. There's an undertow in our country right now. Every major manufacturer in this country is afraid to say boo, peep, or squat about manufacturing outside the country because they don't want to be shamed by the president. I think it's going to start a resurgence of an industrial revolution. Mexico is pissed that Fiat, Chrysler, and Ford are not going to pursue the plants they were going to build in Mexico. Bravo. This is the way it should be. Bravo. Mexican president also said he'd like to talk to Trump about financing the wall that needs to be built. Okay? I think we should have Pink Floyd pay for the wall. What do you guys think?
God, just another brick.
Okay, another brick in the wall. Wow. So, but think about it, Sandy. If you're a manufacturer, if you manufacture, you know, car axles in the country, in U.S., and you were thinking about moving your plant to another country, I think that at this point you'd be like, I better not do this because this guy is going to tweet about it or he's going to attack me publicly. Now, what impressed me the most.
I'm still doing it though. If the climate doesn't get any better.
Well, it will get better. What he did to CNN and BuzzFeed at his press conference the other day. First of all, the reporter from CNN would have never treated Obama the way he treated Trump in being so belligerent and trying to get his question in. And Sean Spicer said, "Keep it up. I'm going to pull your press credentials." And I think it's good because Obama, for 8 years, complained about Fox News and conservative talk shows and conservative media, and no one said a word. And now Trump is saying the liberal media, with their agenda, is attacking him. But who was the guy with CNN? I don't even know his name. But Obama told him, shut up,
Jake
basically.
Tapper.
Was it Tapper?
No, he wasn't the guy on the floor.
Tapper was the one who released the story.
Listen, he told him, Brian Acosta?
I think
Acosta,
that's it.
He told him, I'm not answering any questions by you. Listen, they're going to get over it. They're going to have to get used to it. Tough shit. Meanwhile, we're all going to sit around and sing, I Will Survive. I sucked it up for 8 years under Obama and his globalist apology tour where the United States were not exceptionable and everything, and we're going to kiss every Arab ass. I woke up this morning.
He's on a roll.
I woke up this morning. I decided I was going to boycott all products from Arab countries. Guess what? They don't make shit.
Did you fill up your gas tank this morning?
That's the besides oil, what else do they make?
Well, everything that oil makes.
But Sandy, we have our own oil reserves here. That Obama, with executive orders, said we can't drill anywhere.
And now we can't touch the monument.
Listen, you know, I love animals as much as anybody else, but I will drill through a harp seal's head to get to oil. Okay? With that, I'm going to back up a couple of notches.
Okay, wow.
Take a deep breath. Count to 10.
Count to 10.
You guys listening to the show, tell me if Trump would support this or not. Cranford, New Jersey just got a directive from the federal government transportation board.
I thought it was Clark.
Same thing.
It starts with a C. That's what all of those names have in common. They start with a C.
Yeah. Hold on to it.
It could have been Cumberland.
Got 10 seconds before we go to break. So get your C words correct.
I need caffeine.
Yeah.
I need
just
to leave.
What you need.
I need to
okay.
leave.
Now I want a Clark bar.
I've got to go get you some sort of a intravenous drip. We'll be back.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
Valentine's Day is a celebration of love. And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees. Your Valentine will love you for it. Hurry and order early. Just follow the link on the gunforhireradio.com homepage.
Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
I'm pointing.
And this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites. Liberty Office Suites.
Wait a minute. He goes from zero to 900. Back to zero. Back to 900. There's no in between.
Liberty. Is there a word for that?
LibertyOfficeSuites.com. Ron Seuss has two locations, one on New Road in Parsippany and one in Montville. Check out LibertyOfficeSuites.com. Support those who support us. So, what town was it? Clark, New Jersey got a directive from the National Transportation Safety blah, blah, blah board.
What are those seats?
They're not allowed to paint the blue line down the center of the road anymore in honor of police.
Well, they did. They
have
to take it out now.
And they have to take it out in other towns because blue is used for handicapped spots and the average low information room temperature IQ voter
might be confused
would confuse
to just park
line.
There right in the middle of the street.
Park in the middle of Main Street.
Right. See, my theory was those blue lines that are popping up were future gun-free zones.
That could be.
If you're caught driving where there's a blue line and you have a firearm with you,
now
you can go to jail. Yes.
Now you know Trump wouldn't tolerate that. Now, the other thing is, what about in the House, where when in the congressional aisles, they're hanging that painting up where the cop is depicted as a pig shooting a black kid. A conservative representative, a Marine, took it down. The libs put it back up.
Really? Okay,
yeah, they keep putting it back up. First Amendment, freedom of speech, I believe in it, but when you're depicting police as pigs and, you know, hands up, don't shoot, they're doing this whole Ferguson thing. It was done by a kid, a young kid, a high school kid, who they submitted it. Listen, you can't, they keep taking it down, the Dems keep putting it back up. You can't put it back up if it's burned outside. That's, I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. I'm on a tough That's a tough thing for me because I'm such a big proponent of the First Amendment. You know, I mean, you can't protect shit you just like to hear. And the First Amendment is there for counselor, for the things that we hate to hear.
All right, last thing I'm going to talk about. Two things. Number one is Obama applied for membership at a country club right outside D.C. in Virginia. It's predominantly Jewish. They're not letting him in.
And they said no.
Because of what he did to Israel.
Right.
Where's he going to golf?
Don't worry. He'll go to one of the military bases or something.
Oh,
he'll golf.
And
the other thing is, kudos to Trump. The bust that was removed from the Oval Office 8 years ago of my man Winston Churchill is being put back in Inauguration Day.
Nice.
Okay. So he is my president 100%. Orange or not. I went to a bridal show the other day, and they were given free spray tans, and I asked them if they had Trump orange. They don't have it.
They didn't have it, huh?
They didn't have
it. That's too bad.
Scott, let's talk, because I want to talk about Phil Murphy, our next governor as well. So tell us all things New Jersey.
Another anointed one.
I thought I was talking about national right to carry reciprocity,
yes.
But
well, then we're
going to
get
okay.
into our next governor. Go ahead.
Well, I think we should expect the reappearance of range attack legislation.
Mm-hmm.
We're expecting revisions. We're expecting to see revisions. We're expecting that that's going to move. We obviously have an extremely serious governor's election in 2017. There are more people jumping on the Democratic bandwagon right now. It won't be just Phil Murphy. Apparently, Lesniak is going to be back in. Senator Lesniak is going to be back in the race and others.
Really? I thought Murphy scared them all out.
Well, Lesniak is back for whatever reason. Frankly, I'm quite surprised to see how quickly people who've been angling on this for years just retreated. Look, Murphy is as bad as it gets, okay? He's a mini Bloomberg. He's a mini Corzine. He's a former ambassador to Germany in the Obama administration. If you go on his website, you'll see that he said he would undo everything that Governor Christie did to help gun owners, and he would tax gun owners. I mean, he's it doesn't get more anti-gun than him. And so it's going to be an interesting year. And the Republican field is starting to coalesce now. You know, we have various people. The lieutenant governor just announced that she's running for governor. Not that that surprised anybody. Apparently, the comedian Joe Piscopo says he's going to run or is considering running. I don't know if he's filed papers yet on the Republican side. So, look, we have a long, hard fight ahead of us, and it's going to be an uphill fight with Murphy, but we're going to have a lot more to say about that.
Okay, I'm waiting for it. So let's talk about – everybody's freaking out about the national thing. Lewis Knappen posted as well – some of these reciprocity bills, Lewis Knappen is like, we should probably be getting our non-resident carry permits, which we do here. So that's a shameless plug for Woodland Park Range / Gun for Hire. But Scott, talk to me about what's going on with this national reciprocity.
Speaking of shameless plugs, so does ANJRPC.
Okay. That's
true. There's so much misinformation. This ANJRPC does them as well. Go ahead, Scott, hit us.
Okay, look, I just got back from the NRA winter board meeting in Virginia, and look, expectations are extremely high nationally for what is coming, and eventually I believe that that's going to be justified. I mean, let's just talk about what just happened. The assessment is that we are going to have the most pro-Second Amendment administration in United States history. That comes from the fact that you have, you know, President Trump is a concealed carry permit holder. He gets the issue. He's a life member of various Second Amendment groups. His two boys are concealed carry permit holders, life members of various Second Amendment organizations. It's one thing to believe in the cause. It's another thing to live it. And the expectation is that the administration, once it is staffed with Trump appointees and Trump personnel, is that we're going to have deeply entrenched into the executive branch and throughout much of government, pro-Second Amendment folks. And so that is eventually going to be leveraged into action. But there are people right now, and I'm getting a lot of email and calls from people who say, okay, when am I going to be able to carry in Jersey? Tomorrow? Next week? Next month?
So am I.
Wow. And when are we going to rewrite the Firearms Owner Protection Act, FOPA, you know, to undo all the erosion that the courts have done to that? Tomorrow? Next week? Next month? Now, here's the thing. While Trump had an amazing and truly miraculous victory, the fact of the matter is there are 52 Republicans in the U.S. Senate. Okay? And that sounds like my cue.
Sounds like your cue. We'll pick that up on the other side of the break. 52 Republicans in the U.S. Senate.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers in each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house, with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff.
To me, it's very important that people are treated like family. So the bathrooms are very high end. We used marble and corian and really nice tile and full length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
For most purposes, having these magazine clips that have more than 15 rounds in them, there's really no purpose for those except for shooting targets or shooting people.
Broadcasting truth from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by County Line Firearms. County Line Firearms, NJ.com, is on Route 10 East Hanover, across the street from the Best Buy. Same building as the check cashing place. Go and see Carlos Negron or Sherry Spivak at CountyLineFirearmsNJ.com. Please support those who support us. Bach, the mic is yours.
Nice.
Okay, there's 52 Republicans in the U.S. Senate, and you need 60 in order to overcome a filibuster. So under current rules, let me just, what that means in English is that we can't jam through any piece of legislation we want. It means that there are going to have to be Democrats who come to our side, which means...
Would you explain what a filibuster is?
No.
Okay. we don't want to bore everyone to death.
It's a technique to perpetually delay legislation from moving through. Okay, that's the long and the short of it. And so if you can't overcome that, and under current Senate rules, you need 60 votes to do that, it means there's going to be negotiation and horse trading. Now, big picture, and now you say, why is that? We just had this giant victory. It's because the entire U.S. Senate is not up every year. There's a certain segment because U.S. Senate terms are 6 years, so it's staggered. Right. Okay, and you would think with this kind of momentum, and the conventional wisdom is in 2018, which is the next time there are going to be Senate seats up, there's a wind at our backs. Okay, as long as we don't screw it up, mm-hmm. there is a major wind at our backs. And you would think that Democratic senators realize that and will be motivated to work with the Trump administration. But you never know because, you know, a lot of crazy things come out of Washington. But the bottom line is what that means is not so fast. It's not going to happen overnight. What is going to happen overnight is, you know, the first push between now and March is going to get all the Trump nominees confirmed. That is the first push. The second push is going to be to get Scalia's U.S. Supreme Court replacement done, hopefully, by Memorial Day. Okay. Then you've got Trump with his repeal and replace Obamacare. That's his major initiative. That's going to be the legislative priority the first half of this year, not to mention the fence and the other things we hear about on the news every day.
Wall.
So, what?
Wall, not a fence.
Okay, wall. Sorry, a great wall.
With a big door. Big, beautiful door.
So now, what does this mean practically? It means that this is going to be a longer game. Now, everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people know a fantastic right to carry reciprocity bill was introduced in Congress last week. It's actually one of the most aggressive, positive.
Is that the one from North Carolina?
I'm not sure. But what I can tell you, it's the only one that's been introduced as of now in this current session. And if it passed, if we were able to get it passed, it would be absolutely fantastic. It would be full reciprocity, not this one-way, two-way stuff I've talked about.
I think that is the one from before. North Carolina.
But now, Scott, we do have Dems that will vote for this from states that have carry already, right?
Maybe. Okay. Because, look, here's the history on national right to carry reciprocity. There have always been competing bills. There have been these one-way bills. I call them one-way because the only way you can benefit from it is if you can get a carry permit from your home state, then you could carry anywhere else, as opposed to two-way reciprocity, which is a New Jersey resident could get a Florida non-resident permit and use it to carry in New Jersey. Okay. So that's what this new bill does. But historically, listen, historically, the people pushing this issue want the whatever bill passes to survive constitutional scrutiny. And there are people who think that two-way reciprocity will not withstand scrutiny by the U.S. Supreme Court because it impacts states' rights. Okay? Whereas, now, one-way reciprocity does too, okay, but it's grounded in a different doctrine. Basically, it says that a state has to honor what other states do, as opposed to if a state says, we don't want our citizens carrying, and then you cram that down that state's throat, and now their citizens are carrying, that supposedly violates states' rights. So there have been different factions that have developed over the years. There's a faction of people who say, let's go at this incrementally, let's pass one-way carry, it will survive a challenge, and then build on it to build toward two-way carry, rather than just starting with two-way carry, having it overturned, and then we're back to square one. Whether that's going to happen again in this session or not, I don't know, but folks need to understand, because we don't have 60 votes for sure right now, that the it means it's going to be a ball game again between one-way and two-way right to carry, unfortunately. It means we can't cram it down throats. Now, people say just bring it to the Supreme Court, right? We're going to get a Scalia replacement who presumably is going to be very pro-gun. And I don't mean to inject doubt about that. I'm quite confident that what we're going to see coming out of the Trump administration is someone extremely pro-gun to replace Scalia. It's going to be somebody molded in Scalia's image. The issue is, when Scalia was alive, the Supreme Court kept turning down every right to carry case.
We need Ginsburg to slip on a banana peel.
what that suggests is we don't have enough votes in the U.S. Supreme Court. There's a school of thought that said Scalia was scuttling those because he knew that if it got through, that we wouldn't survive. Yes, we had 5 votes on the fundamental right itself, but when you start getting into the issues, we don't. So that's the thought. So, you know, we don't want that to come up when there's a 5-4 Supreme Court. We want it to come up when there's a 6-3 Supreme Court.
6-3.
And that could very, very likely happen within the next 2 years. Okay, I mean, you know, there's some folks in there hanging on by a thread.
Now, Scott, but doesn't federal law supersede state and local law? What could New Jersey do to put roadblocks in?
No, only on fundamental rights. I understand we're dealing with a fundamental right here.
Well, because people are asking me that. Like Mark Anthony just sent me a question. If they pass federal carry with reciprocity, what will New Jersey do, Murphy et al., to screw it up?
The first thing is it depends on which type of carry passes. If you're talking about two-way carry, well, if you remember when LEOSA passed, Law Enforcement Officers Act, the Attorney General at the time under McGreevy said, we're not going to honor it. They basically said to cops around the nation, we're going to lock your ass up if you come into the state. Now, obviously, over time, that's changed. But I think we could expect, you know, the same sort of thing. I mean, they're going to go kicking and screaming on this issue. And so, you know, the fight's not over. The fight's just beginning for states like New Jersey. In my opinion, you know, we could short circuit the whole thing potentially if the feds were to withhold state funding. You know, with states that are recalcitrant, like,
what was that word?
Recalcitrant. Okay. Stubborn. Okay. Stubborn. So, so look, if you look at this whole sanctuary city issue, that could be a model, because there is talk, at least right now, that Trump could basically withhold federal funding from these cities that are just ignoring, is flagrantly violating federal law to try to control their behavior. Or at least say, well, we're not going to support you. So, you know, it's essentially a sanction on them. The same thing could happen on states that interfere with fundamental rights like the Second Amendment. Now, is there a proposal like that? Is there talk of it? No. But if you want to get to a shortcut, that's one way to shortcut it. Because there's one thing that New Jersey liberals are about. It's about getting all the federal money they can.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. And if billions of dollars were suddenly on the chopping block, they might get religion fast on some version of carry. Okay. Right now, I mean, look at what just happened in New Jersey in the last year. Governor Christie tried to make a tiny incremental improvement in right to carry within the executive branch's authority. And the anti-gun Dems were all over it. They pounced on it. They have you know, stabbed it repeatedly, you know, invoking this crazy, I won't get into it now, but this crazy constitutional provision that allows the legislature to invalidate a regulation that they claim this conflicts with their legislative intent. So you can imagine what a robust carry would be like. Now, by the way, in the scheme of things, in a way, New Jersey's in a stronger legal position, okay?
By why?
It's in a stronger legal position because the right is so deeply infringed that it cries for a solution. If suddenly they got religion and started to loosen carry and make carry more available, but not full carry, not real carry, then, you know, they would have a stronger position saying that there's New Jersey has right to carry. The feds can't tell us how to exercise right to carry. Right now, we have no carry. I mean, when you look at the numbers, right, it's 0.0001% of the population has carry permits. That's absurd. And that's mostly retired cops. So there's no carry here. And so, you know, from the standpoint of an eventual lawsuit, you know, we're actually in a stronger position. I mean, I know it sounds crazy to say it, but, you know, we're in a stronger position because the right is effectively denied here. So the seeds of their own eventual defeat are built into these crazy actions. You know, like the harder they squeeze their grip, the more they're setting themselves up for failure. Right
to
carry.
Still feel good.
Listen, I'm not here to make you feel good, but I'm here to tell you the truth. And
we're like everybody's on a train going on vacation, and we're on the platform waving.
Listen,
that's
listen.
How I feel. Yeah. And they took the balloons and everything. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing left. All they left was, like, some garbage on the floor.
Listen, when we've talked about this so much. You know, we're in New Jersey. We're in New York and Philadelphia's shadow. We're a very liberal state. It's going to take time. For those of us who don't move, we have to stand and fight. And there's a lot we can do, and we can't give up.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices. No interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
But some of these bullets, as you saw, have an incendiary device on the tip of it, which is a heat-seeking device. So you don't shoot deer with a bullet that size. If you do, you could cook it at the same time.
And this segment is brought to you by Gun Sitters. GunSitters.com.
He does this to me all the time.
More and
recalcitrant.
More.
Did I take my calcium?
Yeah,
what the hell did that mean?
And more of our listeners have been using GunSitters. More and more of our listeners have been using GunSitter services. They've been coming in and telling me, you know, they have little problems, divorces, and little niggling things like that. One guy's building a house, and while his house is being built, he has his guns stored there.
Little niggling things like divorces?
Yes. If GunSitters will be on the show next week, as long as Sandy doesn't change the date 12 times, they want to discuss a horror story and a few other stories. But GunSitters.com is located at 831B. Route 10 East in Whippany, under the Pancake House. It's on the first floor, basement. And they also have a military version called Weapons Guard, which if you are active military and you are deployed or you are transferred, they will store your guns for free so you don't have to give them up, sell them, whatever you have to do. So if you're in New Jersey, well, let's say you're in New Jersey and you're getting transferred to Hawaii where they have a complete ban on everything, you can leave your guns with Weapons Guard, a division of Gun Sitters, free of charge. So
they're
pretty admirable.
Great. I mean, they are doing a wonderful service. Most people don't know. I think they're the only ones.
They are the only
in the state who do this. They manage to get clearance to do this, and they're doing an incredible service to people. So,
I think it's a great idea. If you should check them out. Now, I've had a lot of customers go and check out gun sitters and go downstairs because they have a gun store. They have a lot of used guns. They'll give you, Eric and the guys and Vin will give you a tour of the facility, show you how your stuff is stored. But I've had some near misses with some of our customers here, and they've gotten out of trouble. Well, they called me up, and they're like, my girlfriend said that she's going to tell the cops I threatened her with a gun or something. And I'm like, get rid of your stuff. And they've gotten rid of their stuff, and then she did do it, and the cops came, and there were no guns in the house. And they got arrested for filing false police report, which puts you in a position of power. I had another friend, Gun for Hire alumni, their son was an opiate addict and was stealing stuff out of the house. And they were afraid that the guns were going to disappear, and they put him there. And, that gets you right, Scott. You don't need this problem.
Well, most people think I can just bring my guns to a friend or relative. You can't without committing a felony in New Jersey or a serious crime.
Yeah.
So the ability to have a place where you can do this is fantastic. And, Anthony, you and I know, when we've talked with Evan, there's a strategy in contentious domestic situations. Get your guns out of the house before it boils up, just like you described. And,
correct.
And you have ability to do that lawfully with this company. They're doing a great job.
Yeah, so gunsitters.com on Route 10 in Whippany. My eye doctor is right above them, the eye place. He has shooting glasses and everything. And you should go to the Pancake House. I've never had the Dutch Baby, but man, do they
Dutch
make
Dutch Baby is very good.
Yeah, they make pecan pancakes. Suck. And I get the pecan and bacon pancakes.
Pecan and bacon in the same pancake?
Yeah, you put maple syrup on a flip-flop, it tastes good, you know. and you pay a dollar extra.
Anthony knows. Yes.
You ask for the real maple syrup.
Real maple
it comes
syrup.
In the little
that's
jars.
Right.
I don't drink that table syrup stuff.
Crap. Yeah.
But the little bottles are nice because I keep them in my car in case I need a little energy push once in a while. A nip, yeah. Other people hit like Bacardi's. I drink maple syrup from Vermont and Maine.
I can just see Anthony getting pulled over in his Gun for Hire marked vehicle, taking a sip from a little glass bottle.
Maple syrup, copper,
then,
what's going on?
Yeah, it turns out. Want some?
I'd be like, excuse me, officer, you wouldn't have a pancake on you, would you?
Something I could dip this in?
Could he walk a straight line after having some of the syrup,
I'm not sure he can walk
probably
a straight line
not.
Now. So.
Probably not. So, Scott, we can't have blue lines. Phil Murphy, listen, there is a lot of Republican candidates right now that are popping up for the primary. Here's my only problem with all of them. And we had Steve, what's his name, on the show. What was his name? We had one of the guys on the show, the guy from Nutley. Here's the deal. These guys are extremely right-wing, pro-gun. I love them. But to win in New Jersey, you got to be like Christie. You got to appeal to the middle. The
I was
middle,
gonna say you just had to
the
be
undecideds,
fat.
The independents. You got to be fat. The undecideds, the independents. This is a huge voting block, okay?
Huge.
Yeah. Huge. Bigly.
Huge.
Bigly. Okay? So we have to appeal to the center as well.
Huge.
And right now, none of them are doing it.
Well, I'm just going to say when push comes to shove, it's going to be anybody but Murphy. Okay? Mm. I mean, whoever the Republican winds up being, the fight is going to be against the Democratic nominee. Okay? I mean, that's what it's going to be, and we're going to have to muster around that.
And let me tell you, the Democratic machine is gearing up already.
Hey, Scott.
No kidding. I mean, listen, here's what people are going to do. They're going to vent. There's a lot of liberal anger about the Trump administration.
Absolutely.
And we are target one. There's two governor's races in the United States in 2017, New Jersey and Virginia. And you better believe we are major targets right now.
Oh, sure.
So,
I mean, there's a tremendous amount of money pouring into the coffers. I know people who raise money for the Democrat committee in New Jersey, and they said they've had the biggest fundraisers they've ever had. So there's going to be backlash.
It's going to be, get even.
Yeah.
You sent me an article a few weeks ago, and JPFO just ran it too, about why liberals are suddenly embracing the Second Amendment. Do you have anything you'd like to talk to about that?
Well, listen, first of all, what took them so long?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because the gun issue is not and should not be a partisan issue ever. Okay, how it was turned into or co-opted into this issue is absurd. All I can say is it's a trend that I hope is built upon, and
well,
I think we should fan the flames of it.
We know how it got co-opted. I mean, it started with the KKK, and we all know
you
that...
sound like Dinesh D'Souza.
Well,
yeah,
we all know that gun laws were Jim Crow laws.
Yeah,
right?
But in our era, in the last 30 to 40 years, mm-hmm. it's been co-opted with this far left thing that the Democrats have turned into.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The Democratic Party appears to me to have been completely taken over by far left socialists.
Right.
Okay. Borderline communists, if not all out. Okay. That's just my personal opinion. And there's a lot of evidence for that. But it seems like private gun ownership is just not compatible with their view of the world.
No.
Okay. Because, you know, empowering individuals, we know
socialism doesn't work when you empower.
That's right. I mean, look, we've talked about this. We all have said even Gandhi understood and appreciated why a civilian population should have the right to be armed as a population.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not compatible with, all powerful government control. And so,
go ahead, I'm sorry.
So, it's about time folks woke up to this. And anything, and I know, some of us are so angry at liberals because we've been harassed so long by them. We shouldn't forget that if there is a movement like this, we should try to fan the flames of it, because eventually everyone has to see the light on this issue.
You have any alternate lifestyle and liberals come into this range and shoot every day?
It's really not the liberals. We have to go back to what it really truly is, and it's progressivism. And there's progressives both in the Republican Party. George Bush, progressive, major progressive. George Bush Sr. was a big progressive.
What about TR? You love TR, right?
Yeah. I mean, he started the Progressive Party. And what we have to understand is that the whole government, big government grab mentality is there, and it's there to enrich them. That's not going to really go away. What you do see right now, in addition to the Second Amendment thing from the liberal side, is this fear that's promoting them to do things they called us crazy for,
right,
like storing food,
right,
and preparing. There's this big left-sided prepper side. So now is our opportunity. I agree with Scott to pull these people into the fold.
It's fear that is driving that.
Absolutely, fear drove our side. Fear is going to drive their side. It's just the way it is.
Right. So I welcome it. I say let's build on it. Let's bring as many of these folks over to our side as possible. Because, listen, if Donald Trump proved one thing, it's that propaganda can be overcome. It's that a media wall.
He cut that swath right open.
Mm-hmm. He didn't cut it. He plowed over it. He mowed over it. And people responded.
I just read George Takei from Star Trek has a petition, 80,000 signatures, to stop right-wing people from discriminating against radical Islamic Muslims. This is like Turkey's petitioning for Thanksgiving. Okay? I stole that from Patty Monica, by the way. She gave me that line. Is it not true, though?
Right, that is very true.
I mean, as soon as you get in power, the radical Islamists, they're going to throw your gay ass off of a roof.
Right, exactly.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky. Yeah. Okay? I don't get it.
Well, it becomes the cause celeb, and that's exactly...
Remember the sign we have to set up when we build the walls all around the borders? Welcome to the United States. We do not honor Sharia law. Please set your clocks forward 1,400 years.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, well...
Sorry. You see, Clock Boy lost his defamation lawsuit of $10 million.
Yeah.
So him and his family went back to collecting free housing, welfare, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So all freebies... Go ahead, Scott.
Well, what I just want to say, just going back to the national scene, because, I didn't mean to seem like down about it. I'm actually really excited, and I predict we're going to see change throughout the federal government that we've never seen before. I mean, I predict that...
I hope.
Listen.
I hope.
NRA is going to deliver on this. Okay, I mean, listen, NRA got out there first behind Trump.
Oh, yeah.
They made the key difference, and I saw a lot of data at this board meeting, actual polling data that showed, for example, where we were strongest and where we were able to make the most influence. And there is no doubt that NRA tipped this thing. And NRA understands that. NRA understands the expectations are high. What we need is just a note of realism about what we're facing with the 60 vote issue. It's gonna happen. It's not gonna happen overnight, but it is going to happen. And I predict that we're gonna see incredible strides, that we're gonna see the entire federal bureaucracy suddenly supporting and promoting the Second Amendment right. Okay, whereas we all know, like, it's become entrenched throughout the bureaucracy to anywhere we can, whether it's in the CDC or other places, to try to eliminate Second Amendment rights. We're going to see the opposite trend. It's going to be a great time for gun owners, just not overnight.
Great CDC report just came out too, showing that defensive gun use is the way to go. That didn't make Obama happy.
A harbinger of things to come.
Yes. Kids, hold your ears.
Are you still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square, open the lid, and drop the shitbag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shitbags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shitbags so thin, they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shitbags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing! Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you 4 additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shitbaggerator and 4 specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shitbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
As a devout counterthinker under the tutelage of Dr. Alexander Berardi, I've learned to market things from an outside-the-box angle in my career. And right now, there's a bill. It's the provide that silencers be treated the same as long guns. But it's called, Scott, what's the act called? Tell them.
It's called the Hearing Protection Act.
There it is. So
argue with that.
Donald Trump Jr. is behind this, too. He's supporting this fully, you know. But how will something like this, will Loretta Weinberg not freak out if something like this was to pass?
Well, first of all, it's federal law. And I haven't studied the legislation, but I bet it's going to pass. Okay.
Federally. So I can have a silencer in New Jersey and I don't have to wear hearing protection when I shoot.
You also have to comply with New Jersey law.
Oh.
Okay. But
we're so screwed.
But it's...
Back on the train with the balloons.
Listen, it's...
No balloons.
It is what it is, okay? But it's not going to be that way forever. But, yeah, this is an amazing piece of legislation. And when you think about it, what is the issue with this? I mean, you know, we've heard there's always demonization of hardware.
Right.
Okay? Whatever right. it is, if it's switchblade knives...
Black guns
or
matter.
Or,
it started in Hollywood. Hollywood really was the one who demonized the Tommy gun. They demonized the switchblade. They demonized the silencer as only something that assassins would use. And yet in Britain, you can't have a firearm and be socially acceptable without having a silencer.
Where is our putter-in-chief gonna golf? You know, it's funny that Hollywood...
We're back to that.
Hollywood portrays all mishandling of firearms, wanton death,
synapse must
violence.
Have
and then when they get together and trade medals and awards, they beat down on all of this shit. And they wonder why there's so much violence. Did you guys see the report from the Center for Disease Control about firearms?
Yeah.
Chuck sent that out. Did you read it?
No.
You didn't read the latest report?
You were asleep when we talked about that on the
list. What about you, doctor? Did you read any of it?
I saw the headlines and the, you know.
You know, I mean, it's what we have always known, that 3 million guns a year are used in self-defense.
Come on, let's get real here for a second. These are bureaucrats trying to save their jobs under a Trump administration, okay?
That's He's firing them all.
I'm half kidding with that.
No, you know, decades of anti-gun stuff,
right. And now... Just weeks
amazing
before.
Amazing how that
amazing
works.
Amazing how that happens. But here's the point. It is a harbinger of things to come, because for whatever the reason, that's a trend that's going to be happening.
Absolutely,
and continuing,
right.
And we need to entrench that.
It's one thing we know about bureaucrats, especially medical bureaucrats, is the fact they will do anything they can to cover their ass and extend their tour one more year.
CDC is going to become the most pro-gun organization.
Absolutely. It's going to be
guns.
A gun
in the home
guns are wonderful.
It makes you more safe, okay?
Is Trump a counter-thinker, Sandy?
He is, yes.
Because I like his philosophy. He sat down, he's like, I need somebody to head the EPA. Who's attacked them the most the past 10 years? He's in charge. I need somebody to head finance. Who's been attacked? He's in charge. I love this shit.
Well, the whole campaign is indicative of that thinking, because he went whatever the normal way was in order to campaign, he went directly to the people. Everybody criticized him in the beginning for not doing, interviews and whatever. He said, screw this, I'm going to do big rallies. So he did the exact opposite of what normal, and that's exactly what...
I fully support Cal Exit, by the way. California needs to see...
Oh, yeah, no, I'll help him.
I don't know if you saw any of the hearings, but for Pompeo, the CIA director, junior senator Kamala Harris... Mm-hmm. The questioning she had for him was, does he agree in climate change science 100%? And he said no. She said, how could you be the CIA director if you don't believe in climate? He goes, that's not part of my job description.
Well, how about being a scientist and science does not prove in climate change?
But this woman is using that platform to discuss, because remember Obama and Kerry said climate change is more of a threat to us than ISIS.
Oh, absolutely.
Thank God we're going to have a change in the intelligence community like that. I mean, I don't know if you saw the Jeff Sessions confirmation hearings, you know, where if you saw the briefing from James Clapper.
Yes.
Okay. You know, I think he's currently the head of the CIA.
Yes.
You know, talking about how Russia was hacking. And I'm thinking, I watched you 2 years ago or 3 years ago say that the U.S. government is not spying on citizens while you were under oath. I watched you lie. Why should I listen to anything you are
exactly
saying right now?
Right.
And the
exactly right. The
closet Cape Crusader broke with precedent. That would be Cory Booker, by the way.
I was going to say.
The closet Cape Crusader. I gave him that name about 2 years ago on this show, and people use it widely now in the Twitterverse and everything.
That's great.
So the closet Cape Crusader, who a year ago marched hand in hand with Sessions and touted his civil rights accomplishments, now is attacking him because he has his eyes on the prize. Because the last president went from community activist, junior senator, boom, president. This one's going to go from closet Cape Crusader, junior senator, boom, president. And he, unfortunately, he's using his blackness and the minority thing, which really pisses me off, okay? But what has Cory Booker ever done?
He did so well for the city of Newark. Remember his confidential friend,
T-Bone, that we found out never existed?
T-Bone dated Obama's girlfriend. That didn't exist either.
Do you remember that? Remember that video of him offering, I think, $1,000 to anyone who would turn in, you know, a friend who had a gun. Remember that? And he's just waving. $1,000. $1,000. It's out there. Google it. It's pretty sad, actually. It's really sad.
So, and Booker said he lived in the hood in Newark, but it was confirmed by a security detail.
Yeah.
He lived in an apartment with a friend.
Yeah.
And the apartment in Newark was a hoax, you know. So, but that's okay. He's going to run for president. That's why he did what he did. First time ever a senator went against and testified against a senator in a confirmation hearing.
Sessions is going to be fantastic on gun rights.
Yes. Marco Rubio, I don't know where he stands. Little Marco over there, you know, he gave Rex Tillerson a really hard time in the confirmation hearings and everything. So, you know, Trump is going to have his problems. He's going to have his problems with, like, McCain, you know, the established guys, McConnell, Ryan, all of these old guys. They don't want to give up
They've got their claws in, and they don't want to give up their gravy train.
Imagine if those guys wore sponsor jackets like NASCAR.
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine what McCain and Ryan's jackets would look like?
Patches over patches.
Oh, my God. You know, Cory Booker in the past 4 years has received more donations from Big Pharma than any other senator.
Well, Big Pharma knows where their bread is buttered.
So, you know, it's just an interesting
they thought
environment.
They thought they knew. You see about this new appointment of the person that's going to be overseeing the Trump administration with regard to pharmaceutical industry regulation is someone who's like anti-vaccine and, you know, thinks, you know, they should stop putting mercury in other states. It's a whole other issue, but there's a lot of people who think
that you're on my favorite subject now. So
okay, let's not. But yeah. Okay.
You don't want to be talking to an ID doc about
you. Go for it.
All right. Whatever. I'm just saying.
Let's bring back polio. No, all right, go ahead.
Scott, what can we do? Obviously, what's the website for ANJRPC?
It's anjrpc.org. Join NRA.
There's also a Facebook page. Yeah. Listen, if you were wishy-washy about joining the NRA, join now. We could use this for support. We could use it. You should join ANJRPC.org as well. They also have an ANJRPC Facebook page. We got to, you know, the tumbleweed is growing. You know, it was moving slow, but now we're picking up steam. We have Trump. We have so many pro-gun people that are involved in his administration. Go ahead, Scott.
Yeah, now is not the time to become complacent.
No,
there's a
not
lot
at
of people.
All.
This
not
historically
uh-uh.
happens with NRA
yep.
and with ANJRPC.
Yep.
When the threat is greatest, membership is highest, and then, like, there's an election that happened, like, after Bush won.
Right.
Okay? All of a sudden, NRA membership dropped off. We think that people are energized differently this time around, and both nationally and locally, and we're trying to work with that and catapult so that membership doesn't decline. We need to be stronger now. We need that wind at our back to stay at our back in 2018
right.
so that we can be in a position to pass whatever we want without having to negotiate.
Especially here in New Jersey, now is the time to join ANJRPC because we need the numbers to be up. Like Scott is saying, that the trend is to be be complacent and to turn complacent because you think, quote, we won. Well, we did not win. You're going to see happen in New Jersey a major, major backlash.
Oh, yeah. You know, Shannon, what's her name? Shannon Watts. Shannon Watts, the elected official, said that the NRA is pushing dangerous silencer agenda. If you can't hear the gunshots, how do you know a shooter is coming?
Okay. Because law-abiding citizens are shooting up the streets.
Just shooting up the streets, right.
Listen, I don't... It seems like, you know, we're a broken record. It's not the hardware,
right.
stupid.
Right.
It's not the hardware.
So, ANJRPC.org, NRA, join, fight. It's going to be an interesting... We need 2 more years. We need to get more senators and congressmen elected in. We need a few more Republican governors. Keep this Trump train going, and we can take our country back. Now, a couple of things. We have Urban Pistol 2, 3, Urban Carbine 3, Urban Shotgun 1 and 2. February 27th, holster draw. February 13th, low light, no light class. Medical classes. February 5th, CPR, AED. February 12th, quick clot. These are classes you don't want to miss. These are seminar classes. Prepping 101, March 25th with James Hedham. Use of Force, Civilian Response to an Active Shooter, both in January and February. And my favorite classes, Protective Pen, Protective Cane, and Defensive Flashlight, February 18th, 11th, and 26th, respectively. Support those who support us. Scott, thank you for being on the show. Sandy, take it from here.
Well, looks like you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Barani. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please, guys, each one reach one. Turn somebody on to the show. Now is the time to reach out across the line, get somebody who is scared, and bring them into the fold, show them that firearms ownership is not only fun, it is the logical, safe thing to do. Let everybody you know, Scott is what are you doing? You're agreeing. Oh my God, you're agreeing. All right, Winston, this is a major thing. Scott just agreed. What do you think? All right, we love you guys, and we will see you next week. From sea to the shine.